Well, you know, we just had a caucus meeting this morning. There's a lot of ideas that are germinating within the Republican caucus of how we deal with this. I think it's going to be offering options. And I think that's the key to this, is offering options for school districts. It's offering options for individuals. And it's about, in my opinion, it's about maybe a greater liberty. Instead of moving in the direction of more control, we need to move in the direction of liberty. And I think that would help people a lot. Not only protect themselves, protect our children in these controlled environments, and really keep us on pace with where a lot of school districts have gone in the United States, which is they've decided that it's time for them to protect themselves, and the police can't get there in enough time to take care of these problems, and they need other solutions, and I think that's what we need to offer. You know, gun bans, magazine bans, that's not the kind of solution. My son was at Virginia Tech during the tragic massacre up there, and that man did a lot more damage with a handgun than what we saw in Connecticut a couple of weeks ago with an assault rifle. And it's something we need to keep in mind.
Delegate Cluster has proposed having school resource officers in elementary schools, or already in high schools and middle schools. Is that part of that alternative, you think?
Absolutely. It's a very expensive alternative. You know, when you talk about putting SROs in every school, we cannot possibly block every door and capture every opportunity to, you know, check people that are coming in. I've had people basically want us to basically create an environment where you have to be checked in. I will remind everybody that in Connecticut, they had that school. That's exactly what they had in place, and it was still violated because of the individual that wanted to get access. So while security measures are a good idea, I'll also remind people that Columbine had a school resource officer who exchanged gunfire with one of the crazy gunmen up there. That will not always be the answer. And we can do these things, and it will help, but it will not satisfy every situation that we may encounter.
When I talked to several members of the Senate Democrats last month when they unveiled their legislation, they called it reasonable, that it's reasonable to limit high-powered magazine clips, for example, or limit concealed carries in buildings where children are by private citizens. You've been in law enforcement, so you've seen it on both sides of the aisle. Is there such a thing as reasonable gun legislation?
Well, the reasonable gun legislation is legislation that grants people more liberty and exercises their rights to protect not only themselves, their family, and their neighbors, their family, their friends, the people they work with. For us, you know, that's reasonable. It's reasonable expectation to know that I can protect myself and those people that I care about. If you talk about limiting magazine capacity, we already do that in Maryland. There's a 10-round limit in this state. If we want to talk about doing more when it relates to control, we should be working at controlling the environment that we find ourselves in and offering people more opportunities. Why should we have off-duty police officers in a school and not armed? Because, oh, we're not allowed to do that because we're not armed. Why should we allow people that have gun permits not to be in an environment like that, in, you know, just because it's a school or a theater or a shopping mall or whatever you want to say it is? We need to be able to afford our citizens the right to protect themselves and their neighbors. And we need to do it effectively, and that's through liberty. That's not through control.
What else is on Mike McDermott's agenda for 2013?
Basically dealing with regulatory environment. It's so punitive in Maryland, and one of the things I'm proposing is a bill that would make it so that when the regulators come in and do the inspections and Moshe fines people, that those fines would be basically held back and given the opportunity that the business owner could make the corrections, and the corrections then would not be held against them so that the fines would be abated. And that, to me, would be a big help for the business industry.
Yeah. Do you give the business owners like a time limit to comply with the regulations? Is that
yeah, the idea is basically to say, look, we're going to give you a 30-day grace window. You make the repairs and you take care of the safety problems, then we will abate some of these fines, which in some cases down on the shore are thousands of dollars.